Wasaya's Long Route to Passenger Service by Brian Phelan. The arrival of Wasaya Airways' new scheduled passenger service is not something that happened overnight. Terry DeLuce, now a Wasaya part owner and administrator, explains that he was working for Air Ontario about 6 years when that company decided it wanted to get out of its northern operations. At that time, DeLuce recalled that Noah Winter of Kingfisher Lake had previously expressed the belief that his people should have their own airline. After first approaching Winter, DeLuce proposed a joint venture between Sioux Lookout District First Nations, Quebec-based Air Quebec, and Kilner Airways out of Pickle Lake to take over Air Ontario's northern services, even though negotiations on the original proposal broke down. DeLuce later teamed up with Frank Kilner and Kilner Airways, and the pair formed a joint venture with Six District First Nations brought together by Winter. The two groups signed as partners in 1989, with the First Nations holding 49% of the shares. Noah was important in bringing it together and keeping it together in the first 2 to 3 years, DeLuce says. While the company mainly stuck to the freight business, it did run some scheduled flights on the previously unserviced routes between Pickle Lake, Wenamun Lake, and Kingfisher Lake from 1989 to 1991. But the company backed off when Bearskin Airlines, with its twin-engined aircraft and flights to Sioux Lookout, brought its passenger service to those communities. The evolution of Wasaya continued in 1992 when First Nations became majority stakeholders in Kilner, with 75% ownership, and the company's name was changed to Wasaya Airways. And last October, four communities, Big Trout Lake, Bearskin Lake, Muskrat Dam, Wapakika, were represented at a meeting in Big Trout Lake in which air passenger service was discussed. At that meeting, it was decided that the communities present should explore alternative service to what was already being offered. Upon further examination, the expansion of Wasaya's operations to include scheduled passenger service seemed to represent the best option, says Tom Morris, a resource worker for Wasaya Corporation, which is made up of 8-member First Nations. The corporation's board was approached about the idea, and at the same time, community members were consulted for their thoughts. Most people were of the opinion that there was definitely a need, says Morris. High prices were the main area of concern for each community. Seat sales aside, Wasaya's new scheduled flights between Bearskin Lake, Big Trout Lake, Sioux Lookout, Pickle Lake, and Thunder Bay are significantly cheaper than those offered by Bearskin Airlines, the main passenger carrier for Sioux Lookout District First Nations. Morris says Wasaya will still be able to make profits to benefit the company, community, and people. Noah Winter mentioned an elder by the name of Albert Mamakwa from Kingfisher Lake who dreamed our community should try to develop a sense of themselves, with an economic base and businesses. Gradually, these communities got involved in Wasaya Air. Bearskin Lake, Big Trout Lake, Wapakika, Kingfisher, Wenamun Lake, Cassabonica, Webequay, and Nabinamik now own 75% of Wasaya Airways through the Wasaya Corporation. The concept for starting Wasaya comes from the elder's dream, vision, and knowledge, says Morris.